Everyone, we are continuing through James today, looking at James chapter 1, verses 19 through 21. Know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. So this passage here, pretty much has nothing to do with the verses that came before it, as, again, this is wisdom literature in this book of James. James is being very Proverbs-like here, and also very similar to the Proverbs. This passage starts out with talking about this really important and profound exhortation or command, very Proverb kind of statement, actually, is that let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. Now, Proverbs has many, many verses that say things that are actually kind of similar to this verse. There's a lot of verses in Proverbs that talk about our speech and how we talk or how we shouldn't talk so much. James here, he summarizes it all very well. Quick to listen, quick to hear here in this in the ESV, slow to speak, slow to become angry. Now, these words, these commands or exhortations, they are hard commands for many of us, actually even for myself. As a pastor, I personally have a lot to say. It's just ingrained in me as a pastor in some ways, and I probably should speak a lot less. And deep within me, there is like this desire to always say things, right? To drop knowledge, right? To show people how right I am, or show how people how intelligent or smart I am, or how well read I am, right? And you know, I've learned over the years to mute myself and to say nothing, and I think that's part of wisdom. Now, this is a battle, though. It's not just me. I believe this is almost all of us, and this is something that's really difficult in our culture today. Now, right now, currently, we're not talking very much in person with many different people because we're in this pandemic, but even pre-pandemic, there's a lot of places where people were quick to speak and slow to listen, and a lot of that happens, we see, in social media. One of my favorites is you'll see an article posted online, and it has something to do with, like, it's political in nature, and then you see comments, and then you see comments combating those comments, and then comments that refute those comments, and then you read it, the article, and then you go back to the comments, you realize a good number of those people didn't actually read that article very closely, if at all. That happens a lot, right? We see that a lot. We're really quick to say something about that article because of the title, but we don't actually slow down to listen, to actually read it. And within our culture, this is kind of what we're like. We're very quick to speak, slow to listen. Now, this connects to anger very easily, because that's the third part of this exhortation, where it's slow to become angry. Because when you speak quickly, it's when you don't stop. And you don't stop and listen and think before you speak. And when you speak quickly, you can easily speak out of anger or frustration. And, or you can spark anger and frustration in the people that you're talking to, and they may respond in kind. And what James says here is this anger is not good. It does not produce the righteousness of God. It's not the right way to live in God's kingdom. And so we read this exhortation again. Be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to become angry. And so the application, we might think, is, well, let's just do that, right? Just practically every day, let's slow down before you speak, listen first, and then say something after, right? Be careful not to be angry, calm down. Now, that's good advice. Actually, that's really good wisdom. But does it bring transformation and change? Does that change us? That's an important question in our day, especially as we're talking a lot about very controversial things or divisive things like race relations or racial reconciliation. Can we solve all of those issues by just listening better and speaking less? I'd say that's a good start, but it's not enough, right? The Bible doesn't really point to, if you read the Bible, it doesn't really point to transformation change that goes from like outside in. Right. Jesus, actually, if you read the scripture, he is not so much interested in like behavior modification. The way transformation that we read in the scriptures, it's inside out. And that's where I want to point us to verse 21, where he says, put off all filthiness and wickedness and receive with meekness, with humility, the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. So first, yes, this is something in a sense that you do, right? Set aside filthiness and wickedness, but that's essentially repentance. Turn away from sin, from wickedness, from depending upon things of this world, depending upon our own hearts. Turn away from those things. Put them away. And instead receive within the implanted word, right? With meekness, with humility, the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. He's essentially saying, receive the word of God, or receive the words of Jesus, which can save us and transform our hearts and minds. It is only the good news of Jesus, the words of Jesus, that can change us and transform us. What we need to change is we need to hold on to Jesus, know that he's within us, and depend upon him. Now, this doesn't mean we don't try to be quick to hear and slow to speak and slow to become angry. We, of course, we keep on trying and striving to do that on the outside, but we do that with the foundation of knowing that Jesus is within us. His words are within us, are transforming us, desiring to change us and bring us closer to him and to his heart. And so today, as we consider these verses, let's pray that we can live them out. Right? We'll touch on more of this on the next devotional, more about being doers of the word. But this day, let's be doers of the word with the understanding that Jesus is within us. His words are planted in our hearts, and he wants to bring transformation in our lives through that. Let's pray. Jesus, we thank you for this word, and we pray that we can live it out, but live it out from the sense that we know that we're transformed and changed on the inside, and that you desire to do a mighty work within our hearts and souls. Use us, God. Bless us, Lord. I pray that we will be people who will be quick to listen and slow to speak and slow to become angry, and be just people who can just relate to others better, not because we've figured out how to do on the outside, but because on the inside we know your love, and we desire to love others. Bless us, Lord. Use us, Lord. In your name we pray.